ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 4, 5 and 6। दिस इज अबाउट द चंद्रवंश वर्णन। सो टेक्स्ट 6 इज इन द बोर्ड, we'll recite it, then we'll read the other two texts also. Text 6. Sukro brahaspate rdvesat agrahi sasuro dupam haro guru sutang snehat सर्वभूतगणावृतः। वर्ड मीनिंग शुक्र, द डेमिगॉड नेम्ड शुक्र, बृहस्पते अंटू बृहस्पति, द्वेषात् बिकॉज ऑफ एनिमिटी, अग्रहित टूक, सासुरः विद द डेमन्स, उडुपम द साइड ऑफ द मून गॉड, हरह लड़सीबा, गुरुसुतम द साइड ऑफ हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर सन, स्नेहात बिकॉज ऑफ अफेक्शन, सर्वभूतगणावृतः अकंपनीड बाय ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ घोस्ट एंड हबगब्लिन्स। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: because of the enmity between Brihaspati and Sukra, Sukra took the side of the moon god and was joined by the demons. But Lord Shiva, because of affection for the son of his spiritual master, joined the side of Brihaspati and was accompanied by all the ghosts and hobgoblins. Purport: the moon god is one of the demigods, but to fight against the other demigods, he took the assistance of the demons. Sukra, being an enemy of Brihaspati, also joined the moon god to retaliate in wrath against Brihaspati. To counteract the situation, Lord Shiva, who was affectionate towards Brihaspati, joined Brihaspati. The father of Brihaspati was Angira, from whom Lord Shiva had received knowledge. Therefore, Lord Shiva had some affection for Brihaspati and joined his side in this fight. Sridhar Swami remarks, Angirasa Sakhyat प्राप्त पित्यो हर इति प्रसिद्धत। लॉर्ड शिव इज वेल नोन टू हैव रिसीव्ड नॉलेज फ्रॉम अंगिरा। ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्रु उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितं जेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पद कमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपम साग्रजातम सहगणम रघुनाथम नितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा नितम स नमों विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So you can read the text 4 and text 5, the translation, as there is no purport. The translation of text 4. After conquering the three worlds, the upper, middle and lower planetary systems, Soma, the moon god, performed a great sacrifice known as Rajasuya Jagya. Because he was very much puffed up, he forcibly kidnapped Brihaspati's wife, whose name was Tara. Text 5. Although requested again and again by Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, Soma did not return Tara. This was due to his false pride. Consequently, a fight ensued between the demigods and the demons. And then this text 6, how the fight is getting arranged. So, this ninth canto is the Ishanu Katha. All these high dynasties, Vansa Varnana, in this Vansa, Soma Vansa and Chandra Vansa, all these famous personalities who are the followers of Supreme Lord, that's why it is Ishanu Katha Varnan. And specially in this chapter, the Soma Vansa Varnana is started, Chandra Vansa. In this Chandra Vansa, our Supreme Lord, Lord Sri Krishna, appeared. So that's why it is very, very glorious, this Chandra Vansa. But we can see the starting, how the Chandradev is coming and what is his behavior. Sometimes we become bewildered also that this is Amala Purana Bhagavatam and why this kind of things are narrated here, that this one devata kidnapped the Devaguru's wife and is not giving, then big fighting, this, that, and all the big demigods, they are fighting each other. Many times in Bhagavatam we have seen that the demigods were doing stutis to Supreme Lord. Whenever there is Supreme Lord appeared, and all the demigods are in front line to pay their stava and stuti. By that we can understand demigods, Indra, Chandra and all that, they are highly intelligent. Not only intelligent, they know Bhagavata Tattva. Yes, they know who is Lord, what is his power, position, everything they know. Even if they know and they are not, though they are material body, but their body's composition and our body's composition is different. Their body, they are percentage of teja, vayu is more, and our body is earth and water is more. And they are fully in sataguna. All siddhis and all jnana, all power position are there. And mainly they are in sataguna, very fine qualities. But still, we can see these behaviors are there. Behavior means lust is there. Just by knowledge, just by renunciation, we can't achieve the goal of life. In the beginning of the creation, Lord created demigods and demons. Both are anti. From the beginning they are anti. That means antipathy is required. Opposition party is required. Why Lord created otherwise? Without the opposition party, one party cannot be maintain his check and balance. And we can see, though demigods are always followers of Supreme Lord, whenever there is a problem, they will pray to the Lord. And these demons, they are also powerful, they are also brothers. If you see, they are also Kasyapa Putra, Kasyapa Dayada, they are also Kasyapa Dayada. But their nature is that whenever problem, they will never approach Supreme Lord. Sometimes they may approach demigods, but mostly they will depend on their strength. That is the only difference. But, and they can do all these illegal activities, these demons. Both demons and demigods are bhogajoni. Bhogajoni means all kind of facilities provided to them for enjoyment. In asurajoni also, in devajoni also. That's why to enjoy, if they do some this, that, that is not that much dosavaha. Only they will kill somebody, then it is brahmahatyadi dos. Otherwise, for the enjoyment, that is not such kind of rules, regulation, just like we have here. Their rule and regulation is different. But those who are already doing sinful activities like demons, it looks like they are little bit more united than demigods. Demigods are in satoguna, they are, demons are in mostly rajoguna, tamoguna, but they are united. And the demons are not united. Very rare we can see that demons fighting among themselves. But demigods fighting themselves many times, because this dvesa, irsa is there more in demigods. Though they are full of knowledge, understanding and full of satoguna, but still it is there. And we can see here that the Chandadev, this chapter starts that how Chandradev appeared from Brahma. Yesterday Maharaj was describing the another story, but there is another story there. There is a in Chitrakoot, a nice place. If you go there is Atri Anusuya Ashram is there near Mandakini River. In Ramayana it is narrated that Lord Sita Ram, when they were staying in Chitrakoot, they visited Atri Ashram. And this ashram we visited sometimes, there is nice, that's Sati Anusaya. Anusaya Devi was such a highly chaste woman. And he said that the Mandakini River appeared because of the chastity of Anusuya Devi only. She brought this Mandakini River. And these three sons of Atri, that Chandra, Durvasa and Dattatreya, their taking birth is narrated in different way there. And maybe some other millennium. It is said that once Naraji, he is an international messenger, interplanetary messenger, reporter. So he went once to Vaikuntha Loka, and there all these madams are there, Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati, they are talking each other. Narad went there and first they said, "Oh madam, you are such a glorious thing." Then they started, "But now your market has gone down." "What? No, now Anusuya Devi, she is more powerful than you people." "What? How come?" "Are Baba, you don't know. I have the recent message. She is so powerful, by his power of chastity, Surga Ganga Mandakini, she appeared there, this and then glorifies Anusuya. And by hearing the glories of Anusuya Devi, they become envious. All these three demigods, they become envious. They said, okay, don't worry, we'll take care of it. So Naraji is expert by creating such kind of fighting. So Narada come back, then these three demigods, Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati, they approached their husband, individual husband, respective husbands, like Narayana, Brahma and Shiva. And they, in their house, they did something, maybe manini or strike or something they have done, so somehow or other their husband, they said, okay, let me know, what do you want? Now I want that you should go somehow or other to Anusuya Devi and broke his chastity. You have to break her chastity. Their husband, they have to agree. So they, all of these three demigods, Brahma, Shiva and Narayana, they came and they saw the such a powerful chastity of Sati Anusuya. They said, how can we approach? Which way? So they became sadhu. All of them disguised in the dress of sadhu. And they want to beg. Atridishu was not there. He was absent. So they came to Anusuya Ashram and Vikhyam Dehi. They said, we are, yesterday was Ekadasi. We have Nirjala fasting, so today Dvadasi. So you are a Grihastha, you should give something. So Anusuya Devi was, okay, I want to give, please come, I will give. But they said, no, 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 we have some condition. We are hungry, we want to eat, but we have some condition. We will not eat like this. Then what do you want? Now if you want to feed us, then you have to feed us in naked body. Oh? Is this the condition? Yes. If you can't, then we'll go. And from the door of a grihastha we'll go. We are such a powerful saints and all that. Anusuya Devi in trouble, what to do? I am a chaste wife, but they are young sadhus. They are putting this condition. So then Anusuya Devi was so clever. He said, okay, no problem. I can feed you. So then by his power of chastity, she make them 1.5 year old baby. All these three become small baby. 1.5 year old baby. All three of them, three demigods become baby. And then Anusuya Devi took these babies into their lap and feed them. And there is no problem of naked body or which body, because 1.5 year young child, kids. And then this 1.5 year old, they can't come back. This small child, they can't come back to their respective home. So they stay there in Anusuya Ashram. So Atri Muni, Vakamahinda, they saw Anusanuk, they stayed there. The three saints are there. So after some days, all these demigods, they worried why their husbands, they are not coming back. They went for the project, but they are not coming back. So, because network not working there, they could not contact. So finally they contact Naraji. What happened? We send, do you know anything about our husband? No, yes, I know. Why they are not coming? They can't come. Why they can't come? Then Narada explained, because they are now infants there. 1.5 year old baby there. What? Are Baba? My husband, no, yes, they can't come. They have to be there with Anusuya Ashram, they are there. They are drinking milk in the bottle. And they are not even four-wheeler. They are just lying down one-sided. By hearing this news, all these three demigods become so much worried. So they want to rescue their husband. They are in trouble now. So all of these three demigods, they came to Anusuya Ashram, and somehow or other they beg Anusuya Devi to please release our husband. He said, you recognize? Who is your husband? You take, but they cannot be recognized. All are the same 1.5 year old boy. How they will know who is Vishnu, who is Brahma, who is Shiva? It was really difficult for them. So somehow or other they prayed, we can't recognize, please help us, please help us. So they prayed to their husband, oh please manifest in front of us, please manifest. So in this story they said, in this way all these three demigods, they became the son of Anusuya Devi. In Narayana Ansa Dattatreya and Brahma became Chandra and Shiva became Durvasa. That story is there too. Anyway, but this Chandradev, he was a demigod. Demigod what? In this story he is Brahma. Though he is a kind of son of Brahma, but he is Brahma. And this Trideva, even they are demigods. In this text number 4, it is said Chandradev became so powerful that he win over the three worlds, upper, middle and down. And then he performed the famous Rajasuya Yajna. And then become so powerful and opulent that by his opulence and power, he kidnapped his guru's wife, Tara Devi. And they had a fighting. Brihaspati was asking, please give me back my wife, please give me back. And he was not giving. And Sukadeva Goswami is saying, because of his false pride, he was so puffed up, he was not giving back. You have your wife, you are taking my wife. But he took it and he was not giving. So first they tried to out of court settlement, but it didn't work out. So then fighting started. And this fighting in this verse number 6, they are saying 5 and 6 that how the fighting took place. The all kind of irsa, dvesa and juddha fighting is all center around of Mr. Lust. Because of this only. Because of this Tara Devi, Chandradev wants to keep her and Brihaspati wants to get back her. That's why they started fighting. And Brihaspati was the spiritual master of all the demigods. And he got support from the Indra and all the devatas. And even Lord Shiva, though he was always reluctant many ways, but this time, out of compassion, out of affection, Lord Shiva with all his bhutagana, with all his bhutapret, he come with big group to help Brihaspati. Because Brihaspati's father Angira was the teacher of Lord Shiva. Here we can see, even the demigods, Lord Shiva, he was considered like Mahajnani. But sometimes he used to take lessons from the rishis, Rishi Angira also. So, and when their party is ready, Brihaspati ready to fight with Chandra, then Chandra has no way, he phoned to the opposition party leader, the Danava Guru Sukracharya. He was the spiritual master of the demons. He said, sir, can you help me? In this way, there, Sukracharya was always envious of Brihaspati. He said, this is chance. Okay, I am coming. No problem. And he came with all the demons. Big group of demons. Demons are very enthusiastic to fight against demigods. They said, okay, no problem, we are coming. And the big fighting, Devasura Sangram starts. It is not started, but they are getting ready to fight. One side, Mahadev, Indra, with all their groups, with Brihaspati, and the other side, Chandradev, with all the demons, with Sukracharya. And the big fight going to happen, but somehow or other it couldn't take place because Angira Rishi went to Brahmaji, and Brahmaji intervened. And somehow or other, the fighting didn't happen. But, and somehow or other, Brahma give Tara back to Brihaspati, and Brihaspati found out that she is pregnant. Somehow or other from Tara, Chandradeva appeared. So we can see this Chandra Vansa, Buddha appeared, not Chandradeva, Chandra's son Buddha. Brihaspati said, if this son is not mine, so take it away. Take it away. So you will see, you will read all these things in progressively. But one thing we can understand, that even the demigods are full of sataguna, full of knowledge, full of power of austerity and penance, but this bhoga abhilasa is full. And even asuras, they are so powerful, they are also very learned, very powerful, but still bhoga abhilasa is there. So that's why all this power, opulence, austerity, renunciation, and nothing will help to become gunatita. Gunatita, only you can get away from these clutches of maya. These are all trigun maya, is trigunatmika. This trigunatmika maya, only by seva abhilas, not by bhoga abhilas. And this can be only happened by the mercy of Hari, Sri Krishna. Anya abhilasita sunyam jnana karma anavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttam. This is the only way. Without any other desire, not for jnana, not for karma, only favorable service to Krishna, only Krishna, not any other personality. We can see, there is a story in Brukasura. Brukasura, he got instruction from Narada also, that you want to get boon, you go to Asutosh, and he went to Kedarkhanda, in Kedarnath, and he was doing severe austerity. We cannot imagine. Even the devatas fell, they can't do even. That asura, Bruka, was doing such a severe austerity, and not only that, he started doing offering obeisances of jagya, and there was not ghee was not available. He said, if ghee is not there, no problem. He cut a piece of flesh from his body and was offering in the obeisance. Every day he used to cut 2 kilo or 3 kilo of his flesh from his body and offer as clarified butter in jagya. And just imagine, if we will only 100 grams of flesh will take out, then we'll be in ICU. And he by himself, not going to OT or calling somebody to please help me, cut me, place. No, he himself in his own hand, his own weapons, he was cutting his body and offering. And not taking any injection or antibiotic or something like that. In this wounded body, he was doing penance again. Such a chilled water in Mandakini Ganga, he used to take bath and do his austerity again. And the weekend, all the places has gone. He was only in bone, in skeleton body, and only his head is there. Then he said, okay, if Lord Shiva is not coming, I have to do today Purnahuti, to the final day. Oh, nothing is there, no place is there, so what to do? So he took bath in the chilled water in the morning in the Mandakini Ganga, and then hold his jata, and want to cut off his head and offer. He said, that's it. He was going to that much extent to cut his head off and give in evil senses to please Lord Shiva. Till Lord Shiva was not appearing, Madam Parvati, she told, you will get bad name. Why? No, you are famous by giving boons. and very easily, and here is one of your follower, and for one weekend he is doing severe austerity, and almost he has cut off all his body, and today he is going to cut his head off, and you are not helping him. Lord Shiva told, "O Devi, that's okay. It is famous, everybody knows. I can be pleased only by a glass of water. But he is not giving me water, he is giving me blood. I am not non-vegetarian. I am vegetarian. Why is he offering me blood and flesh? How can I go?" "No, okay, your followers are something like that, so don't worry." "So you should help, na? Please, otherwise what they will see, that Lord Ashutosh Shiva also not acting in his way." So by the request of Parvati madam, so Lord Shiva said, "Okay, let me go." So Parvati also came with Shiva. Both her and Parvati appeared from the sacrificial fire. When Vrukasura is about to cut his head, Lord Shiva appeared and hold his hand. Hey, don't do that, don't do that. Why are you doing? Don't cut your head off." And Vrukasura saw in front of him Lord Shiva. Not only get his darshan, his person also. Lord Shiva catch him, his hand. "Don't do that." So by getting the touch and by getting the darshan of Lord Shiva in front of him, immediately she developed a celestial body. A celestial body, pure new body, full power, full energy. And by seeing it, the full energy and full part, and he has just completed 1 week severe austerity. Even after that, he got this new body by the grace of Lord Shiva, and when he saw in front of Lord Shiva and by the side of Lord Shiva, Madam Parvati is there, and immediately she forgot his project file, that he is supposed to get boon to become a big man, he forgot it. He was thinking, "We are here three persons, we two are male, she is the only female. So I am such a nice body, so I should get him. Why this old man, this Shiva, he is not that fit physically, why he will have Parvati? I should have." And he was thinking like that. Lord Shiva told, "Hey Vrukasura, you called me, tell me quickly, what do you want? I have so many other jobs, please tell me." But he forgot what to ask. By looking at Parvati, he forget. For what he was doing tapasya, I forget. And but Shiva is forcing, "Tell me quickly, tell me quickly." And then he said, "Okay," because he was thinking how to get Parvati. So he said, "Okay, until and unless the Shiva is there, I can't get her. If I can somehow or other make him out, then I can get her." They said, "Okay, O Lord Shiva, if you are really pleased with me, if you can give me a boon, then give me a boon that if I will keep my hand on somebody's head, then he will die. Head will get brushed and he will die." Lord Shiva thought, "I have many wonderful followers and they are really peculiar, but how come he is asking for this? what he will do by this? He will put his hand somebody's hand and want to kill, why?" But Liver said, "Forget, he knows whatever it is." "Okay, so be it, tathastu." Without considering why he is doing like that, Lord Shiva granted the boon. And his hand raises. Shiva thought, maybe now he got the boon, he want to do handshake, "Thank you." Oh, he said, "Okay, done." No. He was raising his hand up to the head. He said, "What are you doing? Now I want to keep my hand on your head." "Baba, I just give you boon. If you place your hand on your head, then you could brush." "Now, yes, that's what I am doing. You get the boon from me to kill me. Now, yes." See, for 1 week severe austerity to Shiva, and by his blessings get the power, and he want to kill him. That was the mentality. That is the by severe tapasya, though he get the powerful body, full facility of enjoyment, everything, but his this manobhava, the mind was so condemned, no change at all. No change in mind. Bhavana, it is so condemned. So that's why only austerity and tapasya and knowledge will have no effect on mind. You can get all facilities for enjoyment. But if you really want to get out of Maya, if you really control your mind, then only way, the only way to take shelter of Lord Hari, Hari Saranam, Hari Saranam. If you do what, forget about severe tapasya for 7 days, if you just do one day Ekadasi Vrata nicely, then the next day, morning of Dwadasi, will feel how your thinking and your feeling is getting changed. Your mindset will get changed because Hari is only Trigunatita. All are Gunamaya. They are all within Gunas. Only Hari is. And Hari is, that is his special quality. That's why he is called Hari. Sarva Amangala Hare. Prema Diya Hare Man. If you take shelter of Hari, don't do so much severe austerity. Simple. Don't become bhogi, don't become tyagi. Be in middle. Whatever you need, you take that, do that, but somehow or other take shelter of Hari. Then if you do that, then Hari will take away all your inauspiciousness. Sarva amangala Hare. Not only inauspiciousness. What else? Na prema diya Hare man. He will take your mind away by giving his love and affection. That is the only special quality of Lord Hari. So until and unless we take the shelter of Hari, and how we'll take the shelter of Hari? You have to do seva. Seva means bhakti. That's why all our acharyas, they pray not for anything else. Not for anything else. Their prayer is only to get the attitude of service. Seva abhilas maghe narottama das. Only seva abhilas. Because we are full, top to bottom, full of bhoga vilas. So we have to replace it by seva vilas. Slowly, slowly, that can only be happened by the mercy of the Lord. And how to get the mercy of the Lord, Lord Hari? It is not easy also. There is a process also. You have to go through proper channel. Lord Hari, though he is so magnanimous, but he will not be merciful until and unless one of his devotee become merciful. You have to go through a devotee of Lord Hari. Yes. If you approach a pure devotee of Lord, and by his grace, you can get the grace of Lord Hari, and by the grace of Lord Hari, you can, then your mind and your thinking and feeling will be changed. You can win over the Maya. Only by his grace. That's what Lord also declared in Bhagavad Gita. That this Maya is unconquerable. Only by my mercy you can do, you can handle it. And we can see that even their demigods, so powerful, so knowledge, so austerity, demigods, demons, but they can't control, they are always full of envy and fighting, this, that happened. We can see because of lust. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, abhrutam jnanam etena jnanina nitya vairinaha kamarupena konteya dusurena analena cha. This lust, Mr. Lust, is the enemy of everybody. In Shastriya Bhasa, this whole material universe is called as Maithunagara. All activities, all kinds of activities in this material world is center around lust. The lust is the symbol of ignorance, avidya. It is the symbol of ignorance. And everything, all fighting, irsa, desa is centered around this only. And Krishna is saying, this is even more attacking to the jnanis. Jnanina, nitya vairina. Always, eternally they are with jnanis because the others they are already fallen. What to do with them? So he is dealing his match with always with the jnanis. Abhrutam jnanam etena. Covered their knowledge. Kamarupena kunte. And if you want to fulfill lust, no way. They are comparing lust with fire. Fire, no matter how much you put indhan, no way fire will be subsidized. It will go again and again, like that. So this kama, no way to control it. Only one way, if you take shelter of Hari and his devotees and develop service attitude. Service attitude is devotional service. Devotion means service attitude. So unless and until you develop that, no matter you become demigod, demon, rishi, these are the Sivakandas, Angira rishi, Atreus, all this name come. There is a rishi called Sovari rishi here in Vrindavan also. He was such a austere that he went down to Jamuna water. And this such a depth of water he was performing his austerity. But because of some offense or something like that, and he becomes so agitated by seeing the fish, he married at a time wholesale marriage, 50 princesses, and was enjoying for a long time, but he couldn't fulfill his desire. Finally, he has to take shelter of Hari again. So, sometimes we think, then why these things are narrated in Bhagavatam? These lusty affairs, this fighting, this, that. By hearing this, by discussing, we are getting some distraction from demigods. We have some respect for them. Now we are become disrespectful to them. Why these demigods are doing like that? No. This is because to teach us, this is given here to teach us that most of us are bhoga abhilasi. We want facility oriented. We want more facility. The supermost facility is given in Swargaloka. All enjoyment facilities are there. Even you become Deva Raja, Deva Guru, or the Supreme Cabinet Minister in Devatas or Asuras, no matter, still you can't deal with lust. So that's why he is giving, even if in the position of Brihaspati, even if in the position of Indra, Chandra, Varuna and all that, they have what not, all power, knowledge, intelligence, satagun, everything, but because, and they know, the bhakti is the supreme, but still they can't do because they are so much full of enjoying facility, they can't do. So sometimes if we don't have much facility, we should not worry. No, this is a special mercy of Lord that He has not given us so much facility. Otherwise, even if we try, we can't do bhakti. Bhakti can be possible only in the middle stage. Not much poor, not much higher. In middle stage you can do bhakti. And we are somehow rather by the mercy of Lord we are on this stage. Not only this stage, we are by the mercy of the Lord somehow rather we are connected with one of his institution which is started by one of his pure devotee. Otherwise, in this whole material world, just like in prison, all these prisoners, they are behind the bar, iron bars. To keep them, their iron shackles and iron bars, prison house, they are in prison, all the prison. For us, those who are disobedient of the laws of nature, for them, this is the prison. Central jail, And this jail, what is the bar? No, Mr. Lust. Yeah, the shackle of lust. We are all captivated by the shackle of lust. Yes. And we can be get free only by the special mercy of Lord and His devotees. And the devotional service or devotion is the only way to get away from these clutches. To make this thing very clear, all these things are there. That please don't expect for facility, don't expect from this bhoga avilas like become demigods, demon power and position and all these things. Whatever facility we are getting, whatever body, whatever, the only goal is to somehow or other we should get that much facility to fix in devotional service. Our body should be okay to execute devotional service. Our facilities should be okay to make us settle in devotional service, to fix in devotional service. Not more than that, not less than that. So, only by that we can get away. Otherwise, there is every chance we can become demigod, we can become demon, we can become asura. Wherever you go, danger is everywhere. Everywhere full of danger. Only real safe place is under the shelter of a pure devotee. That is the only perfect shelter. There is no other shelter anywhere in the three worlds. By this description in Bhagavatam, we can understand that. Neither demons nor the demigods. Nowhere. The only perfect, fearless and perfect place is when you are in the shelter of a devotee of the Lord. That's it. Dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya. That is the desire. When that time will come, I will become a servant and servant and servant of your servant, O Hari. When that day will come. So that desire, to get that kind of desire, this description is helping us. Don't forget, if you go here and there, then there is danger. There is danger. Only favorable execution, Krishnanusilanam, anukulyena Krishnanusilanam, that is the only way you can deal with this maya, you can deal with this lust. Otherwise, the mahavairi, we can't deal with it. Yes. So, to make us understand all these things, to make us understand about the bhakti, the glories of bhakti, to make us devotee, all these deva and dānava, they are fighting, they are envy, they are all these things, they dramatically they are explained in Bhagavatam even. Only to make us understand, make us sure that there is no other way. If you want proper place, then it's only you have to take shelter of devotee and devotional service. Hare Krishna. Yes. Any comments? Any other comments?
Oh, sorry about that.
Prabhu, you want to say something?
I was just saying they have a bigger problem because their wives are more beautiful. better stay here.
Yeah, big man problem is also bigger. Anybody want to comment or question something? You want to say something? What do you want? Why demigods are not destroyed, not united?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. If you do something, illegal things or sinful activities, you are becoming more united. And for some good things, we are not united that much. That you can see. You want that why demigods are not getting blacklisted? Because they are demigods, they are bhogajuni. They will not get inflicted by the dosa. Yeah. They are escaped. You can get their discount is there. Yeah. Only karmajuni you will get infliction. In bhogajuni, In this narration, in this chapter, you will see when the Brihaspati, when get back his wife Tara, and he is saying, I will not give you curse, so please tell me why did not give it, something like that. In this connection, Brihaspati is saying, because you are a demigoddess, you don't have any so much dosa with you. Brihaspati has taken the wife of his younger brother also. So they are always like that. Yeah, mamata, yes. So the demons, demigods, because they are bhogajonis, so some discounts are given to them. You can do this hanchi-panchi, hachpach job, no problem. But if we do, our regulations are different. If sometimes you go to there, you have to follow the law of the land. their ruling is different and our ruling is different. Because they are in bhogajoni. Yes. But one speciality, quality in demigods, that even if they do some wrong things, immediately they will realize, just like Brahmaji chastised Chandra, and he understood. Yeah. Because they are knowledge, full of knowledge also. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
After hearing all of these pastimes in Bhagavatam, how could you make general respect for a demigod?
Okay, you should understand, if I don't become disrespectful to them, if I become disrespectful or not becoming proper respectful to them, they will take action against us also. And our life will be in trouble. So it's better to be respectful to them, because they have power. They are powerful. Yes. Only thing is that if you take full shelter of Krishna, then you can do whatever you want. Just like Vajvasis, they didn't offer this yajna one time only because of Krishna, and Indra became so against, they want to kill all of them. Indra was severely angry. So you should be careful. If you are not respectful to them, they may go to any extent, yes, to take action. So it is better to don't provoke them by not respecting them. Okay? Yeah. Otherwise they will take action immediately. హరే కృష్ణ గ్రంథరాశి భాగవత మహాపురాణకి